You're listening to Social School with Danny Eckenhorst and her motley crew of marketers. Tune in each week for the latest in social and digital marketing. School is now in session.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Social School, the podcast. My name is Danny Eichenhorst, and I am absolutely pleased to be taking this next step in Social School and kicking off our very first podcast. Today is going to be just me. I thought that we should really cover some marketing basics before we dig into everything that we want to teach you guys about social and digital marketing. A little bit about what got us here. Again, my name is Danny Eichenhorst. You can find me on Twitter at STLDanny. That's STLDANNI. And I am the president of Blank Page Marketing. I started out years ago as a writer, but I was kind of a reluctant one. My mom was a writer, and I saw how hard it can be to do that. And really didn't have an interest in it, even though I had some talent there. And as I was going through school, I had a few professors that really said, you need to write. And thank God for them for pushing me in this direction, because as my career was really developing, so was social media in the corporate space. And I've been really fortunate to be working in social media or being a part of that space pretty much since the very beginning. And I was able to lead some of the first business initiatives that I've seen on social media in the St. Louis area. And it has been a blast. If there was ever a gig that I was born for, it is clearly this. So we are a small marketing firm in St. Louis, and we offer full service marketing. There are kind of three areas that we work in, and the first being marketing consulting and audits. The second being hands-on marketing help. So we do everything from social media, website creation, SEO, graphic design, video, all of that. I've got a great team of marketers that I work with. And then the third thing we do is education, and Social School is a big part of that. This year, we've devoted a significant amount of time to coming up with classes that we teach here at Blank Page in St. Louis in our classroom. We also simulcast a lot of those online so that others can join us. We have also developed some online curriculum, which you can get to on our website or at socialschool.pathright.com. That's P-A-T-H-W-R-I-G-H-T, Pathright. And those are on-demand courses that you can take. And part of why we do that is that during our marketing consulting projects that we've taken on, over and over again, an overwhelming recommendation that we tend to have for our clients, when we present to them the plan for their team to execute, we always include the recommendation that at least one of the people on their team engage in some sort of continuing marketing education. So often when you are embedded in a business, no matter the kind, you kind of get embedded as well in the day-to-day politics and administrative work and all of the other things that come of with being a part of a larger organization. As a small business owner, you find yourself in that trap as well, because you are not only, you know, out doing the thing that you love to do, but you're also the secretary and the IT guy and the marketer de facto, because it's just you a lot of the time. So a lot of the people that we work with, we find, are operating on old information about SEO, about how Facebook works, whatever it is, and they're directing their organization from a place where they have a huge blind spot and a lot of misinformation, and we end up coming in and kind of having to set them straight. But the only way that they can avoid having that happen again is by getting corporate support to get out and stay up on things. So whether that be listening to a series of podcasts or attending a monthly class or just having the time to get up on Mashable and read a couple times a month, I don't think that there's a better piece of advice that I can give an organization than to support their professionals, especially in that communication space, because it is so rapidly changing. So that's what we're doing here today. And I really just wanted to cover a few things that I talk to new clients about in that initial new client meeting, because I think it's something that no matter where you are in your marketing, it's good to pause and kind of consider why you're doing what you're doing, to really ask yourself if what you're doing is going to take you where you want to go. And these are super simple questions that I will throw to my clients from time to time. And I'll tell you why I start this way. Probably 8 or 10 years ago, before, when I was doing Blank Page, but I didn't know if I was serious about going in that direction with my career, I read a book called The Art of Happiness. And The Art of Happiness asked me some very simple questions, almost so simple that it frustrated me that I had to wait so many years of my life to find that book and that moment to consider what they asked. First, they said, "What makes you happy? What do you like to feel?" And I grabbed the inside cover of a book I was reading and I just started jotting down things that made me happy. Like, I like to feel respected, and I like to feel self-respect, knowing that I am an expert at something and the master of my own space. I like a number of things. I like having freedom in my time and time with my family, things like that. Then they said, "What don't you like to feel? What makes you unhappy?" And I paused the book on tape I was listening to as I was flying out to New Jersey, and I started writing in another cover of my book the things that made me unhappy and the things that I didn't like to feel. And when I was done, I think the stewardess came by, or the flight attendant came by, and took a look at my book and probably thought I was a serial killer for all the doodles and drawings and things that I'd written out in there. But it really, for whatever reason, was a creative revelation for me to really put time into thinking that. And perhaps it was that I was traveling alone for work and I didn't have my family with me that I was able to have that clarity. But I highly recommend that everyone take that time and really consider that. Because the next step was, do more of what gives you the good feelings and makes you happy, and stop doing or do less of the things that create those negative feelings and make you unhappy. And it really was that simple. Out of that came about 8 or 10 actionable steps that I could take to feel more of the good and less of the bad. And all of those steps I committed to taking, and I'm still completing. And I've been doing it ever since that time, and my career has just gotten stronger, and I've become a more happy professional. And so I really try to boil down everything I do with my clients in steps as simple as I can get as well, because I feel like marketing can always already be fairly intimidating considering the volatility and constant change. I really want them to get their aha moments from the simplest kind of interactions. So just a few really simple questions that I want you to think about. Pause the podcast, grab a piece of paper, and even if you're confident in your marketing plan, use this as a check-in point to make sure that you're on the right path. These questions may sound like they're directed toward the business owner, so you may need to answer on their behalf or bring this to your team. But question number one, why are you doing what you do? Why have you started this organization? Why does your team need to wake up every morning? What is that mission ultimately that you need to fulfill? I know successful companies that have been around years but have no idea what their own mission is. And when I think about how much time they've likely wasted by getting off track and not staying on focus with the mission, it makes me crazy, because if they're already successful, they could have taken over the world by now. So it takes some time. Why are you doing what you're doing? And I already told you why we do what we do here with Social School. Where is your passion? What are you hoping to accomplish ultimately? Question number two, who are you doing it for? And some people, it's going to be that they are choosing to strike out on their own for their family, and that's amazing, and definitely keep that in mind. But let's try and draw a picture of your ideal customer target. What do they look like demographically? What are their attitudes? Where are they geographically? What stage are they at in life? What are their business concerns? What problems are you there to solve for them? Start painting a really solid picture of who you're doing, what you do for. Without taking the time to really paint that picture of your ideal customer target, every day that you go to work and every time that you market, you're essentially casting a net wide and hoping to catch some fish. And ultimately, you're likely putting your time and your efforts in the wrong place. A good friend of mine, Travis Sheridan, and I sat down earlier this week and he told me about a lady that he met who was selling jewelry. And he said, "Who is your ideal customer audience?" And she said, "Every woman in the world would want my jewelry." And he said, "Well, that's great, but that's 3 billion people. We really need to narrow it down a bit." And he threw out a couple of groups of women that he knew culturally would not be into exactly what she was selling. And he said, "What about them?" And she said, well, no. And, you know, the more they talked, the more they realized that her market really was a local market. And that at the end of the day, she needed to move 1,100 pieces of jewelry in order to make the profit that she needed to make. That's the kind of scope you need to make for yourself to begin. Maybe ultimately you do take over the world and every woman in the world does have whatever it is that you're selling. But let's start with an achievable goal that hits your business ends and really focus on who those people are first. Third is going to be your most important. What are your business goals? Forget about marketing for a minute. What are you trying to achieve this quarter and this year? Because everything that you're doing in your marketing strategy should directly tie back to your business goals. I know that earlier in my career, I was really knocking it out of the ballpark for a client that I was working on. I'm talking hitting my metrics and goals for their marketing, you know, several quarters early, hundreds of percent over. They were influencers. We had incredible engagement. And then when I went to go report that to the board and the people that I was accountable to, they stared at me very blankly. And they clearly saw that I was geeking out, as I tend to do. And they didn't see any value in that. And ultimately, I didn't do myself any favors by doing anything to dispel the myth that, oh, this girl gets paid to play on Twitter all day, because I didn't prove my value. I didn't communicate to them and their language. I got stuck, just as I would tell all of my clients never to do, speaking in jargon, and we didn't connect. You know, that is something that you need to overcome. So if you are the business owner, this isn't going to be as large of a problem, but the end of, you know, this, you know, taking the measurements and really tying those things back will apply to you. But first, take a look at your business plan and figure out what you need to put in place on your website, on your social channels, in your language, in your media plan to fulfill those goals. So if you are trying to rent office spaces to folks and you want to launch a social media campaign, how do you tie those things together? Well, for one client I have, we knew that in order to book spaces, we just needed to get people in the door. They have a beautiful building, a great staff, a ton of amenities for low cost. We just needed to get people in the door. So we built in some features on their website that would allow people that were checking out the space the opportunity to schedule a tour right away. And we did the same thing on their social channels. And that's fairly recent. We're starting to see all of that really bear fruit in terms of people calling and seeking more information, coming in and renting spaces. It's got to be the same thing. Set yourself up for success. Have a clear idea of what your business goals are, and then put in your lead capture, your sales tools, whatever it is, you know, your e-commerce cart on your website that will help you deliver. And then take a look at that ideal customer journey. This is my fourth bit of advice. Take a look at the journey that your customers are going to take to achieve those business goals. So if your business goal is just brand awareness, how do people hear about you? If your ideal customer's journey and your goal is for somebody to hear about you, sign up for your newsletter, set up a consultation, and ultimately sign a contract with you, what are the steps that they take to get there? And what can you do to get them there a little quicker? And where, if you don't have enough business right now, is that process breaking down? Because I can go out for a client all day long and get them a ton of traffic from social media and search engine optimization and pay-per-click advertising. But if I get people to their website or to make a phone call, and their website is either inefficient and doesn't have the right tools in place, or the person on the other end of the phone doesn't have what it takes to close a deal, then that is ultimately not going to achieve their bottom line goals. So first, just to recap, why are you doing what you do? Who are you doing it for? What are your business goals that you're trying to achieve? And consider how you're going to get there and how your customers are going to get there. For now, let's just leave it there. I think that that's the best place to start. And next week, we will start digging into social and digital marketing and giving you guys some really useful tidbits and actionable information. We're going to keep all of our podcasts at or below about 30 minutes. We want you to have bite-sized information that you can listen to on the run. And we want to be your go-to source for what's changed in Facebook and what's happening in marketing and all of that. So we will talk to you next week. Look for us on Facebook at Blank Page Consulting STL, on our website, blankpagestl.com, on Twitter at blankpagestl, and shoot us a message and tell us who you want to hear on the podcast. And what are your greatest marketing challenges right now? What do you want us to talk about? Because we want to keep one foot in that corporate space, knowing what it is that you're dealing with every day so that we can come back to you and say, okay, well, here's what you can do. Because we're the ones out here, outside of that business, who can devote the time to really being experts in this field, and we can report back to you and let you know what you can do. In the meantime, if you're looking for a little more knowledge, as I mentioned before, we've got classes. So if you go to blankpagestl.com and click on Learn From Us, that says Social School, and we have two on-demand classes. One is semester long, and it kicks off on August 25th, and I'll be leading that. The other one you can take at any time, and it's in detail some tools that you can use to measure that return on investment for your social campaigns and digital campaigns, and it really walks you through how to talk to your executive board about that in a lot of detail. So that's it, I guess. And until next time, thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Social School with Danny Eichenhorst. We'll see you next time.